And right
you
now,
might think I'm foolish.
Hey, it's Vampire Rick Ocasek.
Right now from the compound, it's Gordo's Corner here from the front porch brought to us by Kylock George Laser Eye Care.
Thank you.
You might think I'm delirious. See you again.
About 85, 86, that's when the car started jumping the shark.
Blah.
Why do you say that?
They got real sucky.
Heartbeat City was like a huge album.
But it's
been the most popular. You didn't like
but
anything
didn't
on it?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I think Drive and You Might Think, those are punch outs for me.
All right,
I
wait,
love the Cars.
What songs are on Heartbeat City? Hold on.
I wish we knew.
Heartbeat City. I'm going to see if it's on the internet.
You're right about Drive, George. That's like one of my 10 least favorite songs.
That opening
it's
keyboard. Their biggest hit.
It's a terrible song.
I know.
Keyboard riff.
I hate it.
Sung by the great Benjamin Orr.
Look what that got him.
Well, pancreatic cancer.
Hey.
All right, how about Hello Again? You don't like that?
Hello.
No. Hello Again.
Bow, 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 bow.
Hello.
Bad.
Saw band jumping a shark at that moment.
And then they did Looking for Love is the second track.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
So shut your damn mouths. Oh, I thought he was playing the rest of Hello Again. And then after Looking for Love, they had Magic.
Oh,
you could do magic.
Bam.
Turn
bam.
Upside down.
A summer, summer, summer. I thought the album was called Magic.
And then fourth track on that album was Drive, which hit number two on the charts.
Couldn't even get to number one, could it?
Number two. Nope. Every song on their first album was better than Drive.
Who's gonna tell you what?
Fittingly, it was a number two.
Yep.
Yep.
I agree with Craig here.
Then Stranger Eyes, sung also by Ben Orr. Then to open the second side, You Might Think.
Hmm. That's okay, but
at number seven,
great.
It's Not the Night. A Rick Ocasek and Ben Orr singing.
It's not the night, but fooling.
And then Why Can't I Have You? That's a beautiful song.
How does that go?
Look that up, Sweet Jer. Why Can't I Have You?
Yeah, I do like that song. That's the best song on the album.
And then
I think.
Yeah. Why Can't I Have You? Brother?
I always kind of like this song.
This is always a good one to get the girl on. This is playing in the background.
Unlistenable 80s schlock.
I want you to go into the restroom, pull down your pants,
yep,
take your genitalia and curve it around back into your own self.
My gosh.
Wow. Too descriptive.
Man.
Great song. And then I Refuse is number nine. Ninth track, and then the 10th track, Heartbeat City. That's all great. All fantastic.
No. 80s schlock.
Look at Jane McGarry. What is Jane McGarry wearing at 8 in the morning?
A nice dress.
Whoa, she changed fast.
Jump cut.
Yeah. That was a jump cut. Okay. All right, Bob wanted us to do this story. Okay.
I thought Bob was taking out the wireless.
I believe it got canceled.
Oh.
I think the FCC was against that.
Bob, I want you to read this story to us. I got it highlighted for you.
Okay.
Already he wanted to do it.
Here you go.
All right.
Hand that to Bob.
Playing the role of George this morning is Bob.
The understudy for George will be stepping in.
Okay, no.
What? This is an uplifting medical story.
All right.
This is the news, and this is news.
So a man who spent 6 years...
Just read the story. Just read the words. Don't try to paraphrase or...
With a weenie on his arm after an operation.
You're not doing it right. You're not doing it right.
Father 47, whose weenie fell off due to a blood infection...
It's not weenie. It's penis. You can say the medical term.
...reveals how he lived with a new one attached to his arm for 6 years.
Father of 47?
Yeah.
And get the story back from him. He's not doing it
and
right.
He says he burned it while cooking and hit relatives in the face with his new weenie while hugging.
Okay. What? Get the story hugging. Back from
Courtney. Mazel. Good boy, would the rant do 2.5 hours on this
what
story?
Do you mean? No.
No.
What are you talking
we
about?
We were trying to catch up on the news of the day.
A man who spent 6 years with a penis on his arm
Jeez.
After an operation went wrong has revealed the difficulties caused by the unusual genitalia placement, including struggling to cuddle his grandmother.
Yeah, stay away from grandma if you got that growing on your
with
arm.
Your arm penis.
Why is it on his arm?
And also burning it while cooking. He would routinely burn his penis while cooking.
Why did they transplant it to his arm?
Malcolm McDonald, the 47-year-old man, appeared on Channel 4's The Man with a Penis on His Arm last night.
He appeared on that show?
Yeah.
What a coincidence there was a show that he could appear on.
He had his penis amputated in 2014 after a blood infection caused it to decay.
I don't have a penis.
Though his testicles remained intact.
Penis.
In 2015, doctors revealed that he could have a new penis grafted from the skin on his arm.
I keep forgetting I got a penis on my arm.
However, a lack of oxygen in his blood during surgery meant doctors had to abort midway and stuck the 6-inch penis to his left arm temporarily.
Just a tip.
But then hospital delays followed by the COVID pandemic meant that he had to keep this penis on his arm for 6 years.
That's incredible.
On the program, Malcolm described his penis falling out of his sleeve while shopping.
You think that scares the kids?
And even hitting his loved ones in the face while he hugged them.
All right.
Would that be weird? You're outstretching your arms to grandma. She's running into your arms, and then she gets lanced right in the mouth with the
lanced.
I think I need to see a picture to decide if I'm really interested in this story.
Oh, man. What are you doing?
And you know that he has swamp
That's pretty
rocks.
Weird, man.
That is weird.
Malcolm explained how he had done more and more drugs after becoming homeless when his relationship fell apart.
Off.
And before the operation, he explained,
I'm an everyday man that does the same things as everyday men do, but I don't have a penis.
This is before the operation they had to take it off his arm and try to put it back on his groinal. 12 years ago, he had a job and a nice partner, and he said he even had a baby that came along there, and then the relationship wasn't too good. He ended up splitting up.
A friend of mine had a garage, got set up with a sofa and TV.
Off.
After being made homeless, that's a weird way of wording it.
Okay, but
Malcolm
if you were homeless,
developed a long-term perineum infection between the scrotum and his anus. He said that he had abscesses which swelled up to the size of a tennis ball and popped.
God.
And the infection escalated into sepsis, turning his fingers, toes, and penis black. Oh, jeez. He said,
my toes, they started going black, and then my penis started going black. I went to the toilet, and it fell off.
Who's this?
So this is his original penis. It fell off. Well, he's British, so.
The penis was?
The penis turned black, so at first he's thinking, hey, great, you know.
It's great.
And, you know, and then,
it
fell off. Then he said that he was left with a stump and that he got so despondent he was unable to remember what it was like to have a penis. So he had that Craig Miller experience. He then said he threw his penis in the bin.
What's the bin?
The bin.
The dust bin.
That's your trash can.
Are there any more details about him being a father of 47?
Yeah, he's a father of 47 years of age.
Oh, I thought it was read as though he's the father of 47 children.
Like he used it
without
so much
penis?
It rotted off.
All right. Corby, you had an experience with that one time. Thought that yours was going to rot off after being exposed to some...
What?
Some bad area.
No.
Tell
what?
That story.
I don't know
There's
that no story.
Story. There's two stories I want you to tell.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now.
One.
I will tell neither of them.
One involved smell.
Yeah.
And the other involved the question that was asked to you.
Uh-huh.
Do you know where you are?
Oh, gosh. Would you stop it? He,
we're back here again.
He cites that story daily.
I don't cite it daily.
Yes, you
it
do.
It comes up once every 5 years, maybe. When Corby was so drunk in college that his aim was off, and it resulted in him being questioned.
Yeah.
Do you know where you are?
He has a gonad the size of a watermelon.
And what did you claim? You said, oh, yeah, yeah. And you just kept going.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I got it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally, totally intentional. Yeah. Totally intentional.
All right.
Hope it's not too
uncomfortable. Also, I'm back in 1998. It's the Rams.
Think about this.
Corby can tell us two stories this morning.
He had a stump like a sausage roll, the guy said.
For $7 million, would you take that money to avoid what this guy went through?
Corby's not very good at presenting hypotheticals, but let's play along because it makes him feel better. Boy, that's a good one, Corby. Can I have a second, or do I need to tell you now?
Go ahead.
I just hope-
yes, I'd take the money.
Mark!
What does that even mean?
I just hope someday I'm associated, in a news story, that I'm associated with the term makeshift penis.
You will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
It's That's good the name of my band.
It's good to have dreams,
makeshift,
you know.
Makeshift penis.
And then they're going to come interview all of us, and they're like, yeah, I mean, we all saw it coming.
He had that dream, and it came true.
He was very destructive.
Okay, this is how dumb we've gotten as a society, because this sentence appears in the news story. While it was on his arm, he could not pass urine or get an erection. Don't we already know that the arm penis can't do those things?
Yes.
So the plan was leave it there.
But we're so dumb, it has to be said in the news story.
Did you think that you would utter the word arm penis?
Oh, I knew
today?
I would.
He woke up feeling good about that.
I knew it because God answers prayers.
He had to leave it on there for 6 years?
Huh?
Why do you have to leave it on there for 6 years?
Leave what on there?
Arm penis.
Well, he said because COVID. Couldn't get back in there and get it done.
That's right.
Well, that's 2 years.
Yeah, COVID closed down a lot of arm penis wards.
Omnicon.
Yeah, then Omnicon happened.
All right, but Bob, if your penis turned black and fell off,
yeah,
would you get the arm penis procedure, or would you just say that's, you know, that's all right, and just retire?
Or would you take the $7 million?
You know what? I'm gonna agree with Junior on the $7 million part. That sounds like a reasonable compensation for that.
Hey, Corby's hypotheticals.
Or just go by the name of Stump for the rest of your life.
What would you do, George?
Like Stump Mitchell.
If you lost your penis.
I wouldn't grow one on my arm.
Yes.
But what if that was your... Yes, you would. If that was your only option.
To keep it.
And it keeps falling out during bird dog shows. It's strumming a G chord along with you.
You're such an idiot.
Right. You give that a little guitar.
Yeah. It plays a ukulele. It plays the mandolin accompaniment.
Wow. And you guys are like a one-man band.
This is so rad.
Shoot to the top of the chart.
You take your one
hat
pool
on him.
Oh, God. He wears a sombrero or something funny. Not funny.
No.
Not funny. This poor guy.
Unusual.
Poor guy.
Sense.
So, all right, let's sell some Beanie Babies. Who wants to? Let's go.
Stop. Let's do it.
Bring them on.
Stop remembering that detail.
That was always the best part.
You think
part
that
of the
was
show.
A weird part of the rant?
It was a few minutes of the show that I didn't quite grasp what we were doing.
We'd be going full throttle with arm penis, and then we'd have to stop down at the top of that 1 hour and do 10 minutes on Beanie Babies.
10 minutes?
So weird.
Like, how much did he spend on that?
I don't know. I don't think it was that large of an amount of money or anything. Somehow he bought a 10-minute commercial.
Bunpot, can you hold on? We need to talk now.
Not a caller.
What was his name? JR? Beanie Babies?
I don't know. We don't want to get too specific, but...
Collectibles guy.
Yeah, it was just a collectibles guy.
Emmett Smithing.
Emmett Smithing.
Emmett Smithing is one of the finest thing running backs in
the
National Football League.
Everything was a gerund.
I need to buy his cardings.
Is that a gerund, right?
Yes, ING.
What?
Okay. So there was an Emmett Smith Beanie Baby?
Not you, Jer.
No.
He was into all collectibles, I guess.
Princess Diana Beanie Baby. I'm like poor Beanie Baby.